Well, I hope everybody's ready to have fun because we have a fun interview in the studio with Terrence Burke and the Wump Mucket Puppets. Welcome, Terrence.
Hello.
And welcome to Coleman.
Hello.
And welcome to a very special new member of your team, Sarsaparilla. Although I understand, Sarsaparilla, you go by another name.
Sassy to friends.
And Sarsaparilla is a cow that cannot say moo.
Well, I don't really want to.
Well, they are all part of Tales from Bucket Gulch, the summer show for the Wump Mucket Puppets. And Terrence, you have a full schedule ahead of you, don't you?
We do.
In the months of June and July, you're going to be touring all over the tri-state area of Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. You're appearing at libraries and special events. But then in August, you're going out of town.
We're hitting the East Coast for our third time now.
Yeah, you're going up to New England,
yes.
And you'll be there for most of the month of August.
Yeah, for about 2 weeks, and then we come back because we've got some shows locally at the end of August.
Tell us a little bit about Tales from Bucket Gulch.
Well, it's a new concept that I'm trying to set an entire show within a created community.
It's a tale about people who live in a little town called Bucket Gulch.
And all of the citizens who live there. We have Jackie the Jackalope, who mines the general store. And then our friend Unka Unka the Caveman is going to try to be mining for gold with some rather silly results. And finally, our feature show
is the cow who wouldn't say moo.
Because I don't want to.
Well, she tries.
You want to tell him why?
Okay, go ahead.
It's because I want to be an opera star. Hoo-hoo.
And opera stars, of course, sing moo, correct?
Absolutely. Would you like to hear me warm up?
Sure. Well, I must say, you are a rare breed of cow. I don't think I've ever seen a cow with lime and fuchsia stripes.
It's something new.
It is. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Now, in your story, Sassy, what happens?
Well, I happen upon two cowpokes, and there's some trading involved, and I really want to tell them what I want to do, and everything works out for a very happy ending.
We get to travel a little bit, too.
I was going to say, Coleman, you're looking mighty dapper in your bandana.
Why, thank you, partner.
What all are you going to be doing in Bucket Gulch?
Well, I play a cowpoke, and I'll be leading Sassy through her career, if you will, without giving it away. And then we have a happy ending, and we all get to sing at the end. There is even a funky dance break for the kids to dance with.
Now, I'm hearing a lot about singing. Do you think we might be able to get a little sample of the singing?
Let me step up to the microphone. Phone here. Oh, I've got a cow who won't go moo. I don't know why. Whatever shall I do? She eats oats and hay, but never does she say moo, moo, moo.
That's pretty good.
Of course, one of the things about singing is you always have to be in good voice, and both of you have been in such good voice today.
Well, we can't take credit for it. It's the guy behind me.
Tell us a little bit about the inspiration for Tales from Bucket Gulch.
Sure. I grew up in the 1960s in Boston, and there was a very, very popular television program. Cincinnati had Uncle Al, but Boston had Rex Traylor in Boomtown. It was probably, you know, a level of popularity as Uncle Al is here. He was in Boston. And I loved that Western theme, and it was a very peaceful theme, more wholesome entertainment. And I thought, you know, that was something that is kind of lacking in children's entertainment today. There's no real West, so there are no guns in Bucket Gulch because the sheriff ran all the bad guys out of town. It's a very harmonious Western town. So I felt that bringing a bit of that whimsy from my childhood back into my own show, and it really all kind of clicked as we put the little pieces together and just using our cast of puppets in the various roles.
So tell us a little bit about the other two stories.
Well, we have Jackie the Jackalope, who will be spinning a tall tale. And this is a tale about biscuits and how they once overtook Bucket Gulch through some magical happenings. And then Unka Unka the Caveman and his outer space friend Kitty Kokokokwa will be trying to find some gold, but they're going to find some other gold things.
Like a gold record and don't tell them all. Okay, sorry.
As I said, you're going to be touring a lot of libraries. You do have one special stop at the Taft Museum at the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be doing there?
We'll be performing Tales from Bucket Gulch for their third Sunday Funday.
Now, in addition to your touring shows, you also have some other programming coming up.
We've got a special bit of news to share with you.
Oh, really?
Can I tell him? All right. Mr. Burke here, the puppeteer, is going to be, started actually, a children's book. And guess who's in it?
Let me see. Is it a furry little fella?
Yes.
Oh, with a red bandana on today?
I don't know if I have a bandana in the book.
But you got one on today, so...
Oh, yeah. I do. Where did that come from? Oh.
So is it a book about you, Coleman?
It is. It is an idea that's actually some of our audience has been asking about other stories. So I have started to adapt some of Coleman's tales into a children's book. And that way children can enjoy it. And we work in libraries quite a bit, so it kind of really makes sense. And bringing in music to the show, we have a lot of Western theme, twangy guitar and such. And I'm really pleased with how the music...
Don't forget the funky dance break.
Oh, yes, yes. Last summer, we introduced a little dance break, and it went over so well, we brought it back, but with different music.
With a little bit of twangy guitar.
Yes.
Well, I would like to sincerely thank this evening's guest, Terrence Burke, Coleman the Sasquatch, and Sassy the Opera Singing Cow.
Marvelous. Thank you so much.
For more information on What Munket Puppets and their summer tour, including a link to dates and locations, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.